I was speaking to another driver afterwards, and he says this is something that has started. They maintain that there's a certain element of travelling, not from Sligo, down to Sligo, and they're not feeling safe at their work. I suppose I must commend the Gardaí as well for coming out, and I don't know what's going to happen off the back of that. And as a result of that, I won't make any comment really to the specifics of what happened. But all I would say is, look, the sentiment of my remark is to the fact that, you know, we here in the Northwest, we deserve our fair share of Garda resourcing. You know, the bus drivers deserve to be protected, not to be waiting and left alone. And the travelling public deserve to be protected as well. And I suppose, look, really the sentiment of my remark is to the fact that, you know, our guards need to be supported by the government. They need to be invested in, you know, sentencing needs to be tough enough so that people do not feel it's okay to attack anybody, simply, you know.
As you say, it's not the norm for Sligo, but a concerning incident nonetheless that this could happen in the cold light of day to a person who's allegedly not even from the town.
Yes, well, absolutely. To be honest, it's all a bit confusing what happened. But all I know was I was standing there waiting to get my bus to Strandhill, and violence occurred in Sligo town on a bus, which I've never seen before. Not in Sligo. I mean, when I'm up for college up in Dublin, you know, at night time you see the odd bits and pieces, but to see that in your own town, it's just a bit sad, really. And I suppose the sentiment really of what I'm saying is that we need to see more adequate resources for the Gardaí in the Northwest, and we also need to see the bus drivers and the frontline workers supported in their day-to-day work. I mean, it's difficult enough for them as it is, and really and truly, you know, Bus Éireann need to ensure that the drivers have the support that they need so that these services can continue. But also I just like to say to all that was involved yesterday, particularly to the bystander that intervened, you know, he deserves praise. The bus driver deserves a huge amount of praise, you know, and hopefully the tourist. Now, to be fair, the tourist went off okay. Everything was all right at the end, but it was only by the result of the interventions of the bystander and the bus driver that it could have been an awful lot worse.